Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
646 here on WWLAMFM.com and always live on the free Odyssey app. Joining me on the line right now, very excited to speak to you again. Drew Ramsey is the owner of the inimitable Hubig's Pies Company. Drew, good morning. Thanks for making time today.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having us.
I am so excited about your king cakes. And I was like, oh, the king cakes are coming back. And then I thought for a second, maybe I have this wrong. So the first thing I want to find out, Drew, are these the king cakes tiny hand pies that you had a long time ago before the fire? Or are these like full-size king cakes in the vein of the other big bakeries?
Full-size delicious king cakes.
Wow.
The ones that are going to be available in local stores via what we call direct store delivery are going to be... 10-inch round. They're going to be stacked in a little 10-by-10 box. And we are going to have a larger one available for shipping, you know, via UPS or FedEx to your expatriated, loved New Orleanians who aren't with us this holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a 10-by-14. But it's a, what I would say, a full-size, family-sized king cake. You know, I've had the bigger one there, but this will satisfy most parties, and buy two of them if you got to bring them to the kids' school.
Or to the office, or to the radio station, because nothing gets people out of their chairs at a radio station like free food, man. People go nuts. People go nuts. So what separates a Hubig's king cake from, you know, one of the other ones that we've been seeing so far?
Well, one of the things that we... The nod to our historic flavors and processes is what I think will distinguish us. But we also are absolutely trying to adhere to a traditional cinnamon, brioche, buttery, delicious king cake as well. So we're going to start with four flavors or varieties, and one of them is going to be our traditional cinnamon, and it's quite delicious, and it's just beautiful form. But the nod to the historic Hubig's, which will distinguish us in my never to be humble opinion, is we're going to make our custard for the first time since Hurricane Katrina. So we are making a real baked traditional French egg custard that I mean, I can tell you how we do it. It's not going to be duplicated easily in most people's kitchen. It's kind of a trade secret, but it's a process and a method. You know, we whip it into a froth, and it forms tiny little air bubbles, and we cook it at a certain temperature, and the air bubbles will rise and form kind of a self-forming crust, almost the beginnings of a creme brulee on top, if you have a good memory and you can go back and remember our custard pie. But mm-hmm. we take that mm-hmm. small batch, handmade baked egg custard, and get it into the piping bag, you know, with the self-forming top crust and all, the beginnings of what some people might call, you know, the crust of a creme brulee. And that's going to get piped into the plain brioche cake. And it's knock your socks off delicious. Again, in my never to be humble opinion.
Wow.
We're also doing a Dutch apple, which is going to be our Hubig's apple, you know, recipe with an authentic German streusel on top, which is made with Louisiana brown sugar and real butter. And I mean, it's all hand done. It's all real ingredients. It's all authentic, and You know, if I was a walking commercial, I'd tell you that our secret ingredient is each one is made with love.
Just a sprinkling of love in each cake. I love it. Drew, some of the other big bakeries, they sell their king cakes like year round, right? They ship them to people, like you said, who are out of the community, out of the state, whatever. Are you going to do the same thing if people want to, you know, eat a Hubig's king cake in August? Is that available to them?
Not in August, no.
Great. We are very That's the much, answer I was looking for. You know, it upsets me when people start eating king cake before 12th night. And you know, when I see king cakes on store shelves in August, it's unsettling. It's not wholesome.
I think we're of a similar mindset. No, we are going to start to take orders for the shipping on King's Day, January 6th.
Wonderful.
And the full larger scale direct store distribution is going to go into full swing again on Monday, January 6th, King's Day. There were some stores that wanted to be prepared for New Year's Eve and some stuff, and we were a little bit torn with satisfying our customer.
Sure.
The customer being the account managers, you know, the stores. Because they were hearing the call to satisfy the ultimate customer, you know, the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a limited release going out today, but Hubig's is going to get in full swing on King's Day, and we're going through the carnival season, and we are going to pat everybody on the back and say thank you and see you next carnival season. That's the overarching plan.
I love it. And people on the Okernard Jewelers Talking Text Line are also loving it, Drew. There's a couple that say, I must have this cake. Sounds amazing. Here's one that says, shut up and take my money. Okay. How do people order these cakes? Real quick. I got just a minute here left, Drew. How do people
get them? There's going to be a handful of outlets in town. You know, the Consecos, the Robert's, just the... okay. But the Hubig's.com... Our you know, website, our landing page is going to have a spot where you can buy them. That is not up right now, kind of on purpose. We're going to take orders on January 6th, and you're going to be able to select which week you want the delivery of and what variety you want. And, you know, it's going to be a pretty straightforward ordering process. I mean, it's going to mirror our how to order a pie, to ship a pie to your expatriated, loved New Orleanian who's not here with us, but Hubig's.com. It's pretty self-explanatory and straightforward.
Yes.
And we'll happily accommodate the customer.
I am legit very, very excited about this, Drew. Thank you so much for making time. Thank you for your delicious pies. I'm really looking forward to that. I just really want to honor the fact that you are not selling these before 12th night. I think that's really cool, and it's very much in the spirit of the tradition of the king cake. Leave the knife in the box, my man. Happy New Year. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes. Drew Ramsey is the owner of Hubig's Pies. Starting on January 6th, you will be able to go to Hubig's.com and order one of their delicious Hubig's king cakes. They got cinnamon, custard, Dutch apple. Holy cow, that sounds really good.